Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Today, we have three guests. I know, it's rare. Sometimes it's one. Most of the time, it's two. But today, I got three for you. And I got a real fun one. We're going to be on the air, in the air, because I did an interview on a private jet on an away to an event. And it was just, I said, no, I got to turn my microphone on. I got to record this. It's too good. So, three guests today. But first up, we have one of the folks that I met at this event in San Diego, Emily Ford, founder of It Factor with Emily Ford. And you can find her at itsemily.com on the web. And here she is. Hi, Emily. How you doing?
Hey, I'm fabulous. How are you?
I am doing great. I have been having so much fun jumping around the world again. You know, it's been a little while. I took some time off during the whole crazy COVID stuff. And I'm excited to be back out into the world, talking to people, meeting people, finding people like you. My job is to find the nuggets of gold as I walk through the river of life, if you know what I'm saying. And I have so much fun doing it. So meeting you and your man friend who was like, oh my God, that guy's like Adonis, you know. But all I can say is that it is such a blessing in my life because we help each other. You help me, I help you, we all help each other, and then the listeners get helped, and everybody wins through this whole process. And thanks to Entrepreneur Magazine for even having this radio show to be able to do this and podcast. But I have a question. So I could tell the world a little bit more about Emily Ford, but I like to flip that because, you know, I have your bio. Look, it's fantastic, by the way. But I like to ask you, what do you want the world to know about Emily Ford? So if you had a chance to introduce yourself without doing the corny, you know, and she has beautiful blonde hair, blue eyes, all, you know, here she is, Emily Ford. What would you tell the world? What do you want them to know about you?
I love it. And I'm so fortunate and blessed to be here with you, Alan. Well, you know, what I would tell people is, I'm an ordinary girl from a small town in Minnesota who had a crazy upbringing, raised by a single mom, lots of turbulence growing up. But what the thing that you need to know is I wanted more in my life like most people. And I sought out mentorship at a very young age in my early 20s and started to grow one of the largest health and wellness businesses in the world and really stepped into my leadership and created my dream life by the time I was 26 years old. And wow. Now I'm on a mission to help ignite people that want more, help them build their skill sets and sales and mindset and self-worth. And really that's the calling on my life, is to help create other leaders, because this world so desperately needs leadership and we need people with skills to help change the world. So that's a little bit about me. I live in Southern California. I have a show that I film in LA. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I do multiple different businesses and I'm just getting started.
I love that. The show is called It's Emily Podcast. She says, where I help you navigate through the world of business and entrepreneurship, the perfect combination of hustle and flow. I love that. You can find her again at itsemily.com. All right. I always ask for kind of five questions because I think I'd like to see what people want to talk about. And we're going to take a little short break here. But I noticed you put down as number five, one where I want to start when we come back, because I love this one. Breaking generational curses. Wow, doesn't that resonate with all of us? So Emily Ford joining us, founder of It Factor with Emily Ford. Itsemily.com is our website. This is Entrepreneur Weekly, and we'll be right back.
Upon a midnight period, walk with something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory of a phone call and of what you said. Like a game show with a parting gift, I cannot believe my eyes.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Emily Ford is our guest right now. It's emily.com is our website. She has led a team of over 150,000 entrepreneurs and shared stages with some of the biggest business names in the world. And today, right here with us, Emily Ford. The question I'm starting with is her last one. I always give me five, and I want to pick my first one, and I'm picking her last one first, breaking generational curses. So much of that is on us, and we don't even know it. We walk around with sometimes, you know, pride and wearing a crown of our family jewels, and sometimes it's rags, and we don't even know. We don't see, other people see it. They're like, what's going on over there? Or, wow, look at that. Why does that person have that royalty look about them? Some people don't even realize it. So it can be good, it can be bad, but I'm just curious. A curse is obviously the one we're talking about, breaking generational curses. Give us a little on that, Emily.
I grew up in a lineage of divorce, alcoholism, broke. Everyone was broke, broke patterns. Like, if you just look back, even with my own cousins, either people have decided to take ownership for their life and break the chains and completely live a different life, break patterns, patterns of limiting beliefs, patterns of addiction, and they've decided to do the deep, hard work to not relive how their parents were. Or they succumb to it and they just repeat the patterns. And for me, growing up, once I had great mentors and I saw what a loving relationship looks like, I saw people building businesses, designing their life. I really saw what it's like to have money and to be able to give back at a higher level. I went on a mission to heal myself from childhood trauma that I'm sure so many people can relate to. And I took that radical responsibility to, you know, basically take all the life lessons that were passed down to me and take, you know, what I wanted and keep it and break the ones that I didn't want any longer. And I wanted to go to work on myself. And so that's what we are all able to do. And if we really go to work on it, we can break those chains. And I know for me, living here today, now on this day, I will not carry that trauma into the family that I create. I will not carry those patterns because I've taken radical responsibility to create the change.
Love it. You know the old saying, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. I changed that to you can take a man to wisdom, but you can't make him think. So at a certain point, a person has to wake up internally inside and start thinking about, all right, you know what? I've heard this too many times. Like, you know, what are you doing with your life? And it's like, ah, shut up. You know, we tend to make a lot of excuses for why we are who we are and what we are instead of, like you said, you got to take ownership and say, this is just the wrong way. I don't care if, you know, 10 generations of family have been this way. I got to break that chain. So, you know, the it factor, I'm curious, why did you call it the it factor?
Because I've coached thousands of people in my career. And what drives me absolutely crazy is people don't realize their gifting on their life. And so many times it's, I want to be like this person. They're charismatic. This is the person I want to be like, but we don't even look at who we truly are. And so I call it the it factor because this is really where, I mean, I look at it, it's like the intersection of where your experiences that have shaped you, what you're passionate about, your personality, your strengths, and where your focuses lie. And I really help people lean into that, understand it, cultivate it, so they can live a higher frequency life and operate in their zone of genius.
I'm looking here at your bio, which I would love to just read it for people, but they can find you and look for themselves at itsemily.com. Much better to do your own noodling, by the way. You talk about a lot of things here. I mean, everything from, you know, meals, outfits, next trip. You kind of cover all of life. Is it from a woman's standpoint? Is this more leaning towards women or guys as well? I'm just curious.
You know, it can definitely be both. I always say go to my Instagram and you can see on the daily what I do. But I believe, you know, leadership is wholeness and it's all about the whole being. It's about your spiritual life. It's about your health. It's about your mindset. And there's little tips and tricks along the way that make it so much easier to be a healthy person. And I'm just obsessed with sharing that. Anything I learn, I want to share that's going to help somebody. And so it totally is for women, but I have a lot of men that I coach and train as well or do business with that, you know, they put on the face masks and they take care of their skin as well.
You know what they say, caring is sharing, right?
Right.
Okay. She said check out her Instagram. It's real simple. At It's Emily. And if you can't spell that, it's ITSEMILY. But, you know, listen, I can't spell, so I always like it when people help me. Twitter, It's Emily Ford. You can find her on the website, itsemily.com. This is awesome. We're going to continue on the other side. It's Entrepreneur Weekly. And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart. Hi, I'm Alan Taylor from Entrepreneur Weekly. Child sexual exploitation is an unimaginable crime that continues to invade our communities and homes. The Maloof Foundation is confronting this crime by providing education, promoting healing, and ensuring justice for survivors. But this cause can't be won alone. Learn how you can join the Maloof Foundation in their efforts to preserve a child's right to freedom, hope, justice, and dignity at MaloofFoundation.org. That's M-A-L-O-U-F Foundation.org.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Emily Ford joining us, and she's founder of It Factor with Emily Ford. You can find her online at itsemily.com. And Emily, is it fair to say we call you a life coach, business coach? What are you? How do you talk about that?
Yeah, I'm definitely a business coach on mindset, strategy, speaking. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, good, good, good. So you guys also, you can find her Instagram at It's Emily, Twitter, It's Emily Ford, of course, the at sign. And also on Facebook, you guys can find her. You'll look for It's Emily, but you can go to her website and you'll see her and all of what she does. But let's talk about this because I went straight to your number five of the five questions I asked for, breaking generational curses. But let's talk about your number one, which was your past doesn't have to determine your future. Mm-hmm. And I think that is so true. It's ridiculous, but go.
We all have those times in our life we're not so proud of. It could be the past relationship that you know, maybe you broke up, maybe you went through a divorce. It could be a mistake in business. Maybe you weren't living in full integrity. Like, we all have those things. When we think of it, we feel shame. And when you feel shame, you don't have as much energy. You don't have vitality. You don't have what I like to call a high frequency state, or you don't even live a high frequency life. And so what I love to teach people and remind people of is to step into the new. Today is the new. And I have a lot of things in my past where I'm not that proud of it. But what I realize is every day we can begin anew. And if we do the deep work and we realize that that's in the past and now we can focus on the future and we can heal ourselves and we can sharpen our axe and we can decide to live a different way, then that past no longer haunts you and you're able to step forward and become a new person and renew your mind, your spirit, your soul every single day, which ultimately determines your future.
I love it. I hear this one every now and then, sharpen our axe. And I love it every time I hear it. I'm like, I forgot. I got to put that one in my shirt pocket. I love that because it's refining ourselves, making ourselves sharper through seeking, dare I say, the truth, sometimes about ourselves, but to not, like you said, not live in shame, because then you live, what is shame but fear and doubt? How can you move forward with fear and doubt and shame? You got to be able to look at yourself and say, you know what? I just didn't know any better. But, you know, I learned from all that. Now, those are the bricks in the foundation that you're going to build your new life on. I love it. All right. So now we got about 4 minutes left. I would love for you to be kind of the teacher here. I try and do this. Mm-hmm. How about something like powerful tips from the stage or something like that as a speaker? Because this is another one of those fear and doubt things. You get up there and you're mumbling and bumbling and it's like, man, you got to sharpen that axe, but go for it.
You absolutely do. And you know, when I was 23 years old, I realized the person with the microphone typically makes the most money and they have the most influence. And so I made that decision, even though I was sweating, scared, unqualified. So I thought to step onto the stage and start practicing. And I love to teach people how to simplify speaking and how to stand out. So that way you get asked to come back. That way you have more confidence and certainty. So a few tips that I have for speaking, whether you're doing a 10-minute, 20-minute, 30-minute, or a 60-minute keynote, these three things really help a lot. Number one, having a theme. Having a theme for your talk. You know, I spoke at the MGM Grand and in front of 10,000 people, and I really was sure to tie in the music with the theme of even the lessons I had, even my clothes that I wore. So having a theme makes you stand out. Number two, storytelling. People remember stories, especially when there's emotion involved, humor involved. And, you know, you got to get really good at telling those stories. The more animated you can be, you know, it really keeps people on the edge of their chair. And then number three, I say trim the fat. You know, we tend to want to speak so much, have 10,000 tips, you know, 50 slides, and people don't remember that. So what's the 1 to 2 messages that they can take home with them and actually apply? That's going to help you hit a home run and really become a memorable speaker.
I love it. I love everything you said. I'm going to tell you a story now. I'm playing Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Oh, yeah, is what it's called. And because, you know, everybody, this is Emily Ford. It'sEmily.com. If you want to get the it factor, she can help you with that. But I have been on doing this type of stuff for 30 years. I've won numerous awards. And we're talking about being on stage and speaking in front of people. I have this nailed. I can do it. I can talk in front of a million people. It wouldn't bother me. But the other day, somebody asked me to officiate their wedding. I cried. I cried. I was like, and they told me that was the best part of the whole thing because I was being authentic because it was so touching. Anyway, so you also got to learn how to weave in that authentic you in the whole thing, right, Emily?
You absolutely do. And I spoke last weekend and I cried as well.
I love it.
Because I told a story that really touched my heart. And I
that's
just feel like, you know, that's going to move the room, that
that's
authenticity.
Right. It's hard to do, but when it bubbles up, there it is. Let it out. All right. It's Emily.com on the web. You can find her again. It's Emily Ford on Twitter and Instagram at It's Emily. Emily, you're awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. When we come back, we're going to do some on the air, in the air from an airplane. Stay with us. It's Entrepreneur Weekly.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
As promised, our next segment is On the Air, In the Air, in a private jet with Matt Durham from Brandless. Matt, what is Brandless?
Well, first of all, Brandless is unapologetically a brand. What we love about Brandless is that it's a mission-driven business, and we're all about trying to create products that are better for you, your family, and the planet. And so we're really focused within wellness, making products that are you put in your body, on your body, or around your home.
So I had something that was a little bit like liquid crack cocaine this morning. Is that what you're talking about? It was like an energy drink?
We make amazing products. We try to make...
Look at him. He's trying to take my joke and make it serious. I'm only playing. I had a drink this morning which, you know, my problem is I don't drink enough. I don't drink enough water, and I get cramps in my legs and stuff. And so my wife's like, you got to drink more of this. You got to drink more of that. And I looked at what I was drinking, and it was exactly what my wife was always telling me. Yeah, absolutely. So I thought, my gosh, well, this is maybe my solution. Because older guys like me, I'm 62 years old. I work hard. I want to be fit. But I'm getting all these cramps in my leg and my body, really. And I realized that, you know what? It's the silliest thing in the world. You just got to drink more water. But it isn't just water. You got to have some elements in there that, you know, the average kind of guy like me doesn't really understand. So I always go to my wife, and she's the scientist of the group here. But
well, I love hearing that. I'm super passionate about helping people get really quality products. Brandless is about getting products that are exceptional at accessible pricing and make it accessible for everybody. But we have an amazing team, and that's one of the things I love and why what we're doing with Brandless is we have experts in the category. We're category focused within wellness. And so when I hear you talk about the product, it makes me really happy because we've spent a lot of time making sure that every single product is exceptional. And this product that you're talking about is this hydration product. It's amazing. It's got hydration and energy boost for the day, and everyone loves it. So those are the types of products we're trying to make.
Well, I don't know if you noticed me skipping on the way out here, and that it just really made me feel a lot better, but I'm playing. So when you're talking about brands that are equal in quality or maybe even better in quality than one of the major corporate branded type brands, yeah. This is what we're talking about right here for a better price.
Yeah, Brandless is all about brand less, live more. And when you see Brandless on the product or one of the businesses that Brandless has brought into our portfolio, if it has that Brandless stamp of approval, you know it's highly curated, highly vetted, it's a quality products, and we've done everything we possibly can to make it more accessible to the consumer from a price point perspective, but also to be wherever they're shopping.
Another thing I like about this, by the way, is what's going on in our world today with a lot of these big corporate brands are starting to get very political. And all of a sudden, if I buy the brand, I'm also buying into their political views. And some of them I don't agree with. So how do you address that when somebody says, what do you guys stand for? I've met some of your folks seem like very wholesome people. I like that right out of the gate.
Well, first of all, Brandless is on a mission to do something big, something for your family or the planet, to make the world better. We're talking to a lot of entrepreneurs. Everybody that we talk to that we really gravitate towards is out to do something similar. Try to make an impact in the world. Try to make an impact for your family. Try to make an impact for you. And everyone we're meeting with and with whom we're partnering, they're all at different parts of the spectrum. Either they've got highly sustainable products for the earth, or they've got incredible quality, or they've figured out a way to make things more accessible. So we meet every entrepreneur where they're at on that spectrum, and our mission is to bolster and not break what they're doing. They have something really special. We think we can be better together, that we can help them push that further along the spectrum of making a difference and making an impact. And if we do that, I think we're united in that cause. I think we can make a bigger impact.
So give us perhaps the core of your business. What are these companies?
So we think about things that you put in your body, on your body, or around your home that support wellness. If we start there and make an impact, I think that that's the right place to be. Brandless has been that since the beginning. I'm super passionate about that. That's why I was drawn to Brandless. I worked at Johnson & Johnson before joining Brandless and worked on wellness products like Tylenol, Visine, Sudafed, other major iconic American brands, and helped them to scale and grow. And that's what I'm super passionate about, is helping entrepreneurs scale and grow their business, go from millions to billions. And that's what we're out to do with Brandless. And I think that that's super exciting for me because it's such a core of who I am. So I think these products within wellness are all better for you in some way, shape, or form. They're helping individuals or families have an impact on their health and wellness. And so that's where we're started with Brandless. It's pretty exciting.
So what are the brands that you actually have in your portfolio right now?
So over the last, I can't even believe this, over the last year, 12 months, we've acquired 6 brands. So we're on a really fast pace. Some of the businesses that we acquire are in nutritional supplements business. I'd say we're focused on 5 key categories: nutrition, personal care, clean beauty, green cleaning supplies, like chemical-free cleaning supplies, and then home goods. And where we're focused at, we've had acquisitions, 3 acquisitions in nutrition, we've had 2 acquisitions in home, and we've also acquired an Amazon agency to help us scale, because what we're doing is trying to make each business be able to accelerate across multiple channels. Usually every entrepreneur we meet with has some special sauce, some magic. And what we do is we help them expand and grow into new channels and accelerate their business. In a way, Brandless is a brand accelerator for businesses. We just acquired one business just 60 days ago, and we've already doubled their Amazon business. And so it's pretty fun what we're doing. They're an incredible sports supplements business located out of Orange County. Tremendous founders and entrepreneurs. We love working with them. They've posted online that this has been the best 60 days of their life because we've been able to relieve them of some of the pressures they didn't want to handle, allow them to focus on things that they absolutely love. What we pride ourselves in is that we're amazing stewards of mission-driven businesses. So if you're an entrepreneur out there trying to find someone that can support them in their mission, there is nobody better than Brandless, because that's what we're trying to do. We're on a mission to make a difference and to be better together.
So primarily online business. What's the website?
Our website is brandless.com. And right now you'll find brandless.com and a nod to one or two of the brands that we've acquired. But over time, you're going to see that turn into a full-blown marketplace of wellness products that are either owned by us through acquisition or are friends of Brandless. Brandless friends that can say, we really want to be a part of what you're doing. And Brandless will curate and vet and make sure that they fulfill that mission. And so it's a highly curated, high-quality platform that consumers who are tired of trying to shop across so many different websites can come and find something they trust and love, which is exciting for me because that's the mission that Brandless is on, to provide something that's better for you, your family, or the planet that can make a difference, but that they can go to a one-stop shop and find that for themselves.
Well, you are definitely marketing to my wife. She researches everything that is in every vitamin she puts in her body. She does not just take a vitamin because it's a main brand. A major brand worries her more than a small local person at the farmer's market, because those little products have, you know, five or six things in them versus some of these words you can't even pronounce, which I understand. We need to research those things, but most people don't. That's why people buy into these big brands. They put their trust there. Unfortunately, I believe that trust has been abused over the years and more as we go into the future, because we don't know what we're putting in our bodies. We don't know what these things are or even on our bodies.
Yeah.
My wife is your customer.
Yeah.
So
I would say ever since 2012 and the Affordable Care Act, consumers have become more educated on how to take care of themselves. Also, over the last decade, what I've seen is that consumers are more educated about what wellness is. Wellness is so much more broad than what you're putting in your body. It's what you're putting in your body, on your body, and around your home, and the type of lifestyle that you live. So wellness has broadened in its definition. Even while I was at J&J, we led the pivot from just an OTC business to broader holistic self-care. And I led the largest acquisition for J&J in the supplement space, a business called Zarbee's, which was we acquired in 2019. And they were around $89 million in revenue. Then I went and ran the business, moved my family of five kids and my wife up to Connecticut, and grew that business from around $90 million to over $200 million in a year and a half. So a huge opportunity to leverage the fact that consumers are more interested in holistic health. We at Brandless, we think about it as broadly as those five key categories I mentioned, but things you put in your body, around your home that support wellness. And I mean, even sleep. Sleep wasn't even considered part of the wellness category until this last decade, where consumers see how sleep has an impact on their life. So we have invested in the sleep category with one of the businesses that we acquired, helps people sleep. And we have home goods like pillows, amazing pillows, but also melatonin supplements or other things like that that can help them support their wellness routine on a daily basis.
Excellent. Brandless.com. If this tickles your fancy, then go check it out.
Thanks.
All right. On the air, in the air. It's Entrepreneur Radio.
How would you like a playbook when a playbook doesn't exist? Simon Leslie's new book, Equanimity, a diary of CEOs in crisis, might just answer some of those unanswered questions about life and business. Like, how do I get love back in my business or relationship? How do I find love in what I do? How do I stop underpaying myself and working 90 hours a week? How do I learn to be present at work, at home, and find time for me? How do I attract better and bigger opportunities? And how to be a heart-centered leader? 50 conversations with some of the greatest minds on kindness, heart-centered leadership, negotiation, gratitude, energy, mindfulness, and many, many more. If you don't believe me, just follow Simon Leslie on LinkedIn and read his monthly exploits. He really is living a wonderful life of love, adventure, and success. Equanimity is available on Amazon.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I had to pay life in the fast lane, the Eagles, because probably in the fast lane right now is, because she's rolling down the road, is my friend Amanda Holmes from Chet Holmes International, CHI. The ultimate sales machine herself is on the line in a car going to do a keynote. What are you doing, by the way? Where are you going? What's going on?
Yeah, I have two keynotes in the next 24 hours, one agriculture and one managed service providers.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I'll be going closer to you. I'll be headed over to Denver.
Oh, my gosh. This woman is on the road all the time. She is the ultimate sales machine. Her dad wrote the book 15 years ago, The Ultimate Sales Machine, New York Times bestselling author. And 15 years later, just last week, Amanda relaunched the new and updated edition of The Ultimate Sales Machine, added a chapter. And because, as for those who don't know, her father passed about a decade ago, and Amanda started running this enormous organization as a young woman. And this book that is out there in the world is, for many in the business world, is the Bible of business and sales. And you had to add a chapter, and I want to talk about that. By the way, congratulations, because right after the launch of the book party, you hit number one in multiple categories. Congratulations, 15 years after its original launch. It's unbelievable.
Thank you.
Yeah. I got
well,
to
you were a great part of that, Alan. I'm so grateful.
Well, I take all credit, of course. Never mind you. But anyway, that's... So first of all, let's just a couple of things. Tell the world about The Ultimate Sales Machine because of this new and updated version. If you have not heard of this book, folks, this, with this extra chapter, is something that you really, really need to have in your life if you're in business. But tell the world about The Ultimate Sales Machine.
We've assisted 250,000 businesses worldwide in every industry you could imagine over the last three decades, the last decade in my hands, prior to in my father's. He got his big break working for a billionaire by the name of Charlie Munger, doubled 9 different companies for Charlie, then went to work with 60 of the Fortune 500, so very well known. And the system is really simple because we're thrown about in the shiny object syndrome world thinking that we have to do 4,000 different things when really we only have to do 12 things 4,000 times. So every chapter of the book is another core competency on how to double your sales.
Mm.
Now, I added the final chapter, which is the encore my father never got to give on how to live a rich and full life. And I do believe it was the missing piece that needed to be added to the book. So that's what you were talking about, that yeah. final chapter.
So I remember when I first met Amanda, it's been 5-6 years ago, and I saw this beautiful shining spirit shining through her eyes. And I thought to myself, who is that person? And I was drawn to her to ask her why she had a bald head. Okay. I love telling this story because at that time she had spent a few years shaving her head because she was on a spiritual journey and she just shed herself of all her, pretty much all your worldly belongings, including your hair. And when you told me the story of your life, I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know who Chet Holmes was. I had never heard of the book. And so I got books on tape and I listened. And I went, of course, this young woman is on the journey of her life now, losing her father, having to step into his giant shoes because he was a giant man, business partners with Tony Robbins. And I mean, it's a fourth degree black belt in martial arts. I mean, guy's an animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, discipline, pig headed discipline. I love that. It's all in the book. But you finally found an email. Give me just 1 minute on this email. I got to take a break and we'll come back and talk more.
The only way that I learned my father's business was mostly reading his emails because he never taught me about what his businesses were, who ran them. So I'd go through his emails and one night the manuscript was due to Penguin that morning and I was just searching for something from my father that I could give in the new edition. And I found this letter where he said he generated more wealth in the last 6 months than the prior 8 years combined. And it was all because of this one thing. And
don't tell it. That's a cliffhanger. It's this one thing. You guys got to wait to the other side of the commercial break to hear what was that one thing. There's more with Amanda Holmes. You guys check out this book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you.
Need a mentor? One-on-one online sessions with Entrepreneur Magazine's experts can help you start a business, grow your business, build your brand, fundraise, and more. Book your one-on-one session with experienced business owners and media experts. Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, can help you perfect your business pitch to media. Businesswoman Kathleen Griffith, founder of Grace & Company, can help improve your growth and marketing strategies. Need guidance on improving your leadership skills? Elizabeth Gore, president of Alice, can help you become a strong, value-driven leader. So what are you waiting for? Book your one-on-one session with Entrepreneur's lineup of experts today. Visit entrepreneur.com/mentors. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/mentors.
Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
And Amanda Holmes joining us, CEO of Chet Holmes International. Her father, Chet Holmes, wrote the book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. You can find it on Amazon or at ultimatesalesmachine.com. Listen, I teed that up as a cliffhanger. Your father, you found an email. You're noodling through trying to find out about your dad's business after he unfortunately passed away at a young age. And you're noodling through his emails and you find one where he says to his friend, he generated more wealth in the last 6 months than the last 8 years combined. So that was the cliffhanger. And you were about to share what he did, or maybe that's what they have to get the book for, but tell us a little more on this, because it's, I know the story, but it's just, it's great to hear it from you, Amanda.
Well, it's such a parallel, because I watched this transformation happen, and over the last 10 years, it has affected how I took over the business and decided to continue running it. Originally, I didn't want anything to do with it, and I was terrified to step in, because my father passed at 55. Why would I want to put myself under that amount of pressure that took him, stole him away from me at such a young age? But then I had this conversation with my spiritual teacher. Her name is Guruji. I call her Guruji. She had sat me down one moment, and I had just done a webinar. That's how I actually shifted and was able to double our clientele multiple years in a row, was I reorchestrated our whole marketing and sales channel to doing online webinars, selling one to many. And I came in one day, and I hadn't really sold much. And my guru was like, why do you look so sad? And I said, oh, you know what? I just didn't close much business from this webinar I just did. And she looked at me like, what do you mean close business? Because she's an enlightened saint. Obviously, she doesn't know much about sales. And I said, well, you know, close. You close them like a vice. And she said to me something that I'll never forget. She said, why would you want to put pressure? Pressure will only put pressure on yourself and the person you're talking to. If you're going to win business, why don't you plant a seed and let that seed bloom and blossom? And then you could create an orchard full of these beautiful trees that bear fruit. So I realized that that shift, that mentality of going from I need to close like a vice to I'm going to plant an orchard and let it nurture and grow, totally shift my thinking to where our sales conversions increased by 1,100%. It's just something clicked in my head.
Yeah.
And that same experience that I had with her was what I found in that freaking letter from my father. And I mean, I'm holding back the tears right now, because it's amazing how That's I came awesome. To that same realization that he had 10 years prior, and it had generated him more wealth than any other time in his life. And he had done a great job of generating wealth over his life.
Pig-headed determination. When I heard from your dad, because I got books on tape, when I heard him talking about all his principles, they were so simple and so beautiful. I thought to myself, yes. And I think that's why it's the aha moment for many entrepreneurs when they read Ultimate Sales Machine. But now that you have added a third chapter and kind of updated it, added some things that weren't there 10 years ago in this world, I think it's going to even be better. And it's already a number one bestseller. You guys can go and find it at Amazon or chetholmes.com, ultimatesalesmachine.com, anywhere you want. But Amanda, congratulations. I know I watched you for several years just trying your best to figure out a way to do it. But it's so funny, because when you found that email, it all came together. And it just took 10 years of pig-headed determination. That's all I can tell you.
You know, my father is famous for saying that phrase, and I took all spoil the last line of the book for you. He said that all you need to succeed in business is pig-headed discipline and determination. And I just added, to be pig-headed, disciplined, and determined to be the best version of you.
Yeah, beautiful.
And in that, everything else will flow. So it's just a minor shift to everything that he had already created that had so much success. It's just the intention that you come about. All of his strategies and tactics work. It's just that intention that you lead with that matters.
Yeah. I just told somebody today, I said, you know what? I know you're going into a difficult situation and you figured everything out. You figured it out six ways from Sunday. And now you got to go and you got to walk forward with a little bit of faith in yourself, but lead with your heart. Don't lead with your head. Lead with your heart. People see that. People love to follow a person with a good heart. Even if they make mistakes, they're like, it's okay. I know that person's heart. Amanda Holmes, you're the best. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Alan.
This is like the best way to end this show. Little Amanda Holmes. All right. You can look her up online, by the way, and you'll see just somebody you probably ought to follow. All right. That's it for me this week. We have been thinking about you. That's this song. We'll see you next week. Same time, same channel.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.